Welcome to another message by Pastor Phil Pringle, leader of C3 Church. We are praying that this message will bless you and help you live your best life. For more information about Pastor Phil and C3, please visit myc3church.net.
I want you to come with me to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. If you're watching online, this would be a great moment for you to just pray, open your heart, and get ready to hear the word of God. I believe that this word can actually give you access into a dimension of faith and power that you may not have actually been encountering ever before. Ephesians 1 and verse 17. This is a prayer that Paul is praying for the Ephesians. And the prayer goes like this. I'm praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being opened or enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. I mean, I get breathless when I read the Bible. I find this completely breathtaking because it is just utterly magnificent. It is incredible. The problem with religiosity is that it glazes over these things with a fog, and we read it as some religious writings or something. But actually, if you take a hold of these words, they are revolutionary. God is praying, number one, that your eyes would be opened on the inside. Paul is saying, I'm praying that you Ephesian believers, I'm praying that you C3 believers, that you Oxford Falls, you Sydney believers, your eyes would open so that you see something that you haven't seen before. And that means that you awaken on the inside. I know we're awake here tonight. Most of us, our eyes are open. It's a sign you're awake that your eyes are open. It's a sign that you're asleep when they're closed. And so he is praying that they would spiritually awaken and come alive so that they could see things that your natural eye cannot see. Your natural eye sees on a certain frequency. It has a frequency of natural eyesight to see natural things. But even within that scope, there are rays that you can't see. You can't see infrared rays. You can't see X-rays. And so there are certain physical realities that even these eyes can't see. Like your ears have a limited frequency range. Dogs can hear sounds that your ears can't. So you're equipped to know certain things by your natural senses, but it's a limited sense. And Paul is saying, I want you to actually have an opening of your internal eye. And when you have that revelation of something, that's when you get a faith on the inside of you that actually enables you to go into an area where you've never been before. It's like getting a key that unlocks a door because you can see it. Once you see it, you can do it. You can have it. I've been in a whole bunch of situations where in a classroom, somebody is trying to tell me the reality of a thing, but I don't get it until I'm doing it. Like when I first started skiing, our whole family went skiing when they're all young, and we took them down to Thredbo. And I thought, well, better sign up for a ski class. So I signed up for a ski class with Hans from Austria. And so we went out, and I'm kind of like holding on to people and pulling them off their skis and trying to get on the seat. And finally, with a few bumps and lumps, got on the seat. Got on the seat. Getting off was another matter. As you get to the top of the mountain, they took us up a thing called Krakenback, which is aptly named. And as I came to the end of the ride, freezing cold, never experienced anything like that, wind howling all around, and there was this icy drop-off, and then you meant to go off to the side. So they're all saying, just slide down there and go off to the side. I said, great, okay. So I get off, and instantly I'm on my backside, sliding down, buttons are getting pushed, sound alarms are going up, the whole lift's stopping. Everybody's looking at me like I'm the demons, you know, from wherever. And so then I'm meant to traverse across to where Hans is. I can see Hans. Hi, Hans. I stand up, straight back on my backside. I thought, I'll just stay here. And I crawl across, sliding across in the howling wind to where Hans is. Hans is looking completely disgusted with his student. But happily, there were other students for him. Unhappily for me, it's extremely embarrassing. And yes, I'm that TV guy. And so then he said, follow me. And he stood up and he just started to kind of glide across the snow. I thought, that looks beautiful. And then I stood up and I realized that actually as I look at him, I could do what I could see him doing. Instantly, I was skiing. I was going, whoa, everybody, look at me. I'm skiing. And so I was traversing. I was doing what he was talking about in the classroom. But I didn't have a clue what he was talking about in the classroom. Only when I got out there on the mountain and I'm doing it and looking at him, that the eyes open up and you can actually translate what you're seeing into reality. And so I right then realized that the way that you learn big stuff, new stuff, anything in life is to actually see someone else doing it. Now, I find regularly when I'm preaching, my internal eyes see God doing something. I see him healing somebody. And sometimes it's like I see him healing asthma. It's not like a picture. It's not like he sort of suddenly appears in a cloud for me that nobody else can see. I just know it. I can see it and I can hear it. I can feel it. I see churches around the world being planted. I see this church growing. I see people on the altar call. All those things happen on the inside before they happen on the outside. Whatever you build in the spiritual will actually manifest in the natural. And you've got to keep building and meditating on what you can't see with your natural eyes, but see with your inner eye, and keep meditating on that imagination, which is what it is. It's an imagination, it's an image inside your thinking that God actually plants there for you to think about. Now you will find there are forces and discouragements and demons that will try and remove that and replace it with images of fear, images of doubt, to try and stop that power from flowing through your life. So that is why Paul is saying, I'm praying that the spirit of revelation and wisdom gets inside of you. And if you let that, if you open up to the Holy Spirit, he is that spirit of revelation. You will start to see things that you've never seen before. Your faith will grow and you start to believe that that thing you see is actually going to happen. I know this, that once I've seen a thing, it can't not happen. It's impossible for it to not happen because that seeing is a conception. It's a birthing. It's like a child has been born inside your creative mind, inside your spirit. You've got something and you can go there anytime and you know it's going to happen. There are certain people I know they're going to get healed. I just know it. Nothing will stop it. There are other people I'm not so sure, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's just that I haven't got a faith in particular areas. And I got to acknowledge that. It's not just like every area I've got covered. There are some areas I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know that we will see churches planted all around this world. We might even see C3 double this year. I got the feeling that it's raining. Showers are pouring down on all our churches all over the world. This week in C3 around the world, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people will be coming to Christ in all our congregations. I just heard last week about Thierry in Lausanne in Switzerland. He has just passed the 1,000 mark. That is like having a church of 100,000 in Switzerland, for goodness sake. Unbelievable. Last week, Jürgen Matesius in San Diego opened up a fourth campus, the South Campus, had 250 people at the very first meeting. Josh Kelsey is opening up new campuses. Mary and Wayne Simpson have three campuses now in Hong Kong. They have hundreds and hundreds of people coming to Christ. The momentum is gathering people. I see it on the inside. It's not just something I know about, but I can see an enormous snowball. And my Lord, I'd be in that Bible college getting ready because we're going to need as many preachers, worship leaders, all kinds of people to serve the Lord and build a church in this hour. Go ahead, give the Lord a clap offering. So here's the thing, friends. God has got things for you in your future that he wants you to see, Because Paul prays, the eyes of your understanding be opened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling. A lot of people cannot see a future because they're feeling so despairing and discouraged on the inside. If you look at what you haven't got, you will always be discouraged. Sometimes you'll meet a person and they've got everything going on for them. They're going to show you their highlight reel. In fact, social media can be like that. I mean, you never see a person put up on Instagram a really crappy photo of themselves and like, you know, and they just show you all the good stuff. And it's not quite real. Sometimes, I know we have preachers here and they'll put up a picture of their family. You know, here's all my kids. And you're all going, everybody goes, yeah, wow. But I know preachers. I know pastors. I know what they go through. And I know that photo is hiding a thousand sins. It's like it looks good. And you put up your profile picture on Facebook and there you are looking good. But that doesn't show those nights when you are weeping in your pillow, when you're discouraged, you know, you don't really put that one up. Here I am crying in my pillow. Here I am arguing with my kids, you know, this is just the bad day I had last week. And so if you are constantly looking at those images, you're going to find yourself getting discouraged. Why can I look like that? Why isn't my body like that? Why isn't my face like that? Golly, they got so many friends. I got nobody. They haven't got friends. They paid them to be in the photo. When you're out there with your big sailing boat, you might have hired the biggest one in the dock. You think, oh, this is great. I got it. You know, I got my... Inevitably, there's going to be somebody just goes past you that's got a bigger one. And you think, oh, you know, like here you were feeling on top. There's always going to be somebody with something better. Don't be guided by what you're looking at all around you. Be content on the inside with being who you are, knowing that you're getting blessed out of your socks, being who you are, and you're an expert at being who you are. Nobody else can do it as well as you. So you should just be that person. You're a professional being, which is you. Now, here's the thing. So often we are blind to what God has got in our world around us, and it defeats us because we don't see it. In the Old Testament, there's a story where Elisha prays for his servant, the same kind of prayer Paul is praying for you and I. Open his eyes. Paul said, open their eyes, Lord, so they can see the hope of the calling, so they can see the riches of the glory of the inheritance, so they can see the exceeding greatness of the power that works on the inside of them. The same power that you used when you raised Jesus up from the dead and you seated him at the right hand. I'm praying that their eyes would open so they see this. My God, that's good preaching. I'm telling you, you've got to see that. If you don't see that, you're always going to be living in defeat. And so he's praying, I'm praying with Paul, and you would see these things. You wouldn't just sit and feel like you've got an ordinary life, but you have got the hope of his calling inside of you. You've got the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints inside you. You've got the exceeding greatness of the power that raised Christ from the dead. It's trembling in your bones, people. It's vibrating in your spirit. It's shivering in your thinking. The power of God. But you see, often our eyes are closed to it because we're discouraged. Because the very problems we're facing that we're meant to be overcoming have shut down our spiritual man, and we're trying to do the thing by looking at on a horizontal level. So I want to know who you're looking to and what you're seeing. And so this prophet in the Old Testament, Elisha, praying the same kind of prayer as Paul. And in 2 Kings 6, verse 15, he says, and when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, fear not. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. He couldn't see that God had armies all around them, all around that prophet. Wherever he walked, there were thousands of chariots of fire, thousands of angels following them around. It didn't matter how many were in the army out in front in the natural. In the spiritual, there were far more with them than there were with them. One man with God is in the majority. One man with God and all of that power that has been committed to you, to walk with you, to escort you through this life, it's all there. As long as you're looking at the army that's against you, you'll discourage yourself and render all the army that is meant to be there to back you up inactive. They will be decommissioned by your attitude of, oh, I'm beaten. They can't do any more than you decide. But when you decide, I've got the victory. I can see that I've got the power of Jesus Christ on my side. I got the power of the name of Jesus. I've got the power of the Holy Spirit. I got 10,000 angels backing me up. I've got the power of the Word of God. I've got God in heaven himself backing me up. If God is for me, who can be against me? Doubt will close your eyes. Faith will open your eyes. And you need to understand that there is a hope of his calling, the riches of his glory, and the exceeding greatness of his power surrounding your life right now. And simply to lift up your spirit and say, you know what? I'm going to believe that today. That as I look to Christ, I'm going to find healing coming into my life. I could preach on this for a long time. I'm not going to because I want to give enough time for a kind of a presence touch of that river of God here. I can feel it coming up behind me right now. But you know, the interesting thing is that Elisha, the prophet, he prayed that entire army. He said, Lord, he prayed exactly the opposite prayer. He said, let them be blind. So suddenly they couldn't see. What an extraordinary miracle. Opened the eyes of the believers and closed the eyes of the enemy. Shut down the work of the enemy. That's what he prayed. And instantly, the power of God shut down the enemy, blocked them off. They couldn't do a thing. You come into the New Testament in Hebrews 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. If your eyes are shut to your future glory, you'll never endure your present pain. But there are difficulties that all of us are going through. But you need to understand that like Jesus, the joy that was set before him. Every time I'm meeting a trial, I'm thinking, there's something good going to come out of this down the line. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work. It doesn't seem like I'm going to make it. It doesn't seem like we're going to get the victory. But even though this is horrible right now, I know it's going to be glorious in a few days' time or a few weeks' time or a year's time. It says, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him. What do you think that was? It was you. It was you sitting here. He could see the cross right in front of him. He could feel the whip on his back, tearing skin off, gouging into his innards. He could feel the crown going on his head. He could hear them mocking and spitting and shaming him. It says, but he endured the pain and he took the despised the shame. He was able to endure it all for the joy that was set before him. Deep down on the inside, he was smiling because he could see something that nobody else could. He could see churches all over the world. He could see believers in heaven. He could see hell disrupted, completely destroyed, death and hell under his feet. He could see his victory over the devil. He had seen it all. He thought, I can get through this. I can make it through this. I can take this because I'm going to come out the other side and I'm going to have my foot on the devil's head and I'm going to have millions and millions, billions of believers in the kingdom of God for all eternity. That is how I'm going to make it through whatever I'm facing today. It's important where you look. There is a chemical reaction in your life, in your mind, in your emotions, where you look. Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. She looked back, got stuck in a moment, frozen in time. And a lot of people, because they keep looking back, aren't moving forward. You can't move forward while you're looking backwards. You'll run into something. You'll step in a hole. You're stuck. And you keep going around the same mountain this year. I don't want you to say, been here before. Third time I'm divorced, you know, been here before. You got to understand there's been one common denominator in all three marriages. It's you. And instead of blaming them, once I meet the right person, no, you're just going to take all the baggage that destroys relationships into the next one. Tough talk, I know. But the thing is, you got to deal with the stuff. Make a change. Make a change and say, I'm not going to be looking backwards anymore. I'm going to start looking forwards. I'm going to be a different kind of person. I'm not going to be stuck in yesterday. It says in Psalm 34, verse 5, they looked to him and were radiant. You are a reflector of what you look at. If your face is dark and broody, it's because you're looking at dark and broody things. But the face of these people were radiant because they were looking to God. You will shine and radiate in this world a brilliance that is not from this world. It's from another place because you're looking at heaven. Do you know the moon is just a dead rock? It's got no life in it at all. But it looks incredible because it reflects the glory of the sun. It looks astonishing at night. If a dead rock can look amazing, how much more can you look incredible when you reflect the glory of Jesus who you're looking at? In the Old Testament, Moses delivered the people, the Israelites, after 400 years of slavery, finally got them out. Within 3 days, they were complaining. As they started complaining, murmuring, and grumbling, snakes came out of the holes and started biting them. Complaining is an atmosphere in which demons live, in which grumbling and complaining and murmuring about your life just gets infested with things that will poison your spirit with bitterness. So you don't want to engage in that. Thankfulness is the antidote to complaining. But these Israelites were not thankful to God, and it elicited the worst kind of situation, a plague of snakes. So then Moses says, dear God, help us. The Lord says, take a bronze serpent, an image of a dead snake, and put it up on a pole, and everybody who looks at it will be healed. It's important where you look. You could look at the snake bite, you could look at the snakes, or you could look at the dead snake on a pole. But the weird thing is to me that as soon as they made eye contact with that dead snake on a pole, they got healed. That'd be the most gracious, easy healing you could ever think of. You just need to look at it. In the New Testament, when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole, even so I, the Son of Man, have to be lifted up. Implying that anybody who looks to him is going to find complete deliverance from the snakes and from the bites and from the poisons that have been in your life. He is saying, if anybody believes in me, looks at me, they're going to find themselves delivered from all those poisons that are in their life. Here tonight, as you step out in a step of faith, the power of God is going to touch you.
C3 Church is a vibrant, contemporary community of people who want to know Jesus more and be equipped to live their best life. We have over 300 churches around the world waiting to welcome you. So find your nearest C3 at c3churchglobal.com.
C3 College is a creative arts and Bible college based at C3 Church, Oxford Falls, on the northern beaches of Sydney, Australia. Wherever you're at in life, we're confident that our creative arts, leadership and ministry, or online stream will equip you for your call. Jump online to c3college.com to find out more. C3 College, for creatives, for leaders, for believers.
Thanks for listening. We are always encouraged to hear the stories of great decisions that you have made and the great things that God is doing in your life. So if you have a story to share or if you have a prayer request, please email us at podcast@myc3church.net.